You're listening to a podcast from 702.
13 minutes to 2 o'clock, and we now have a conversation around why adopting cloud computing is crucial for South African SMEs growth. And we're joined by Pragasan Naika for this conversation, Chief Operating Officer at One Linkage. And you can give a call and get your comments or questions through on 011-883-0702 and the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. Pragasan, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me on your show.
Please help us understand, what is cloud computing?
So I think in simple terms, to explain it, you know, cloud computing, as opposed to traditional methods, traditionally you would have your services and your applications and solutions on hardware, which means physical servers, physical computers locked up in some data center. And now when you look at cloud computing, it's basically a company such as AWS or Google Cloud. They manage all of that for you, and then they give you a portion, basically a portion of that. So it's very, all the management happens with these service providers.
So just so I understand correctly, and I want you to simplify this for me, are you saying that the machine that I'm working on, be it a laptop or a computer, I don't need to have any operating system? I plug in and connect to whatever the system is, and I do all my work there. So it's not just about storage like your Dropbox and Google Drive. It's everything.
Yes, absolutely. So you would need some kind of operating system on your computer to access a web browser, for example.
So we're not accessing via MS-DOS, right?
No, absolutely not. I think we progressed from there.
So you have your operating system, and that can be on, you know, a Mac or a PC.
Absolutely. Oh, I mean, we can take it one step further and have it on your cell phone. And that's where the power of cloud computing comes in. So you could be basically running your business from your cell phone.
This is fascinating for me. So when you talk about the different types of software, maybe let's use the kind of standard software we're all accustomed to, like your Excel, your spreadsheets, your documents. Are those the types of software that you would be living in the cloud? Are we talking about more higher processing types of software?
I mean, absolutely. Even those basic software, as you mentioned, our day-to-day software, that is now cloud solutions. So your traditional service providers like Microsoft recognize the opportunity in the cloud and moved those services to the cloud. So you have Office 365 now, which is totally cloud-hosted. So even those basic productivity tools are now sitting in the cloud.
Okay, so what then is the advantage of this? Because the first thing I'm thinking of is, great, I don't have to worry about space on my machine, and I can access it from anywhere. But then the other thing I'm thinking is, what if one day the internet just switches off? Or if, you know, I don't have that the kind of data connection or Wi-Fi connection that I need to be processing what I need to.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you hit it spot on in terms of the benefits. But I think the only risk there is your data connection. But in terms of your data itself, on with the cloud, you have it's backed up, right? Mm-hmm. And that's where the advantage comes in, where traditionally you may have not had that backed up. I mean, how many times we've been working on a computer without backing up our information and our software. Mm. So when it comes to the cloud, everything is backed up by multiple data centers, and that's the value add that the cloud providers give you. So apart from that data security aspect, your internet connection, I mean, when you do get a stable connection again, your information will be safely there.
Okay, so are you finding that more, what is it that SMEs are using this for? What is it benefiting them?
So there's multiple benefits to an SME adopting the cloud. I mean, just the basic ones, I mean, they're applicable to SMEs and corporates alike. It's the cost saving, I mean, traditionally, if you had to have your own data center, it would be extremely costly. And it's hard to scale that up incrementally. You would have to scale it up as a step change. But
yes,
when you look at with cloud computing, you can scale up as you need. So, for example, you could just purchase a portion that you need, be it a small storage. Let's take storage for an example. You could just purchase a small storage size, 10 gigabytes, 100 gigabytes, or whatever the case may be, and then scale up as needed. So it's a very much pay-as-you-go system, whereas traditionally you would have to buy that physical hardware, and it only comes in the increments that are available. So the benefit is definitely in the scalability and the cost-saving side. And then security as well. Traditionally, I mean, SMEs are not technically inclined unless you are in that space. So once you let the cloud provider take your data, take care of your applications, there's an added layer of security that comes with those services.
I think what I love about those type of solutions is the fact that, you know, multiple team members can work on one project document at a time, and it is updated in real time. As opposed to having that document and you can't remember which was the latest version. Okay, go to my emails. Is it version 5 or version 6?
Absolutely. I mean, I think we all face that. And these solutions definitely come in with version control. So you can have a look at what the latest changes are and who made that. And with the new applications coming out, it's actually automatically saved as well. I mean, we've also had the times where you're working on a doc, you forget to save it, and then you lose the information or that piece of information you're working on. So yeah, definitely, I mean, the saving and the collaboration comes in, and it's very, very helpful, especially for a small business.
Let's go to the lines on 011-883-0702. We've got Siyabonga in Johannesburg. Hi, Sia.
Hello, Sisom. How are you?
Good, thanks. And you?
Good, thank you. I just want to find out one thing about this cloud thing. How much does it cost? What are the packages? Because what I've been looking in the past, I've noticed that I've got some space with some, and then eventually that space gets finished, and then they start wanting to charge you more. And then again, the other one will be, what are the privacy things that are associated with it? Will it be in future, maybe come get me back? Let's say something is happening and they want to investigate something, they won't use that against me without my knowledge. How is it safe?
Mm.
What other things can I get from it?
Yeah,
you must just tell us more.
That's a good question, Sia. Pragasan?
So I caught the first part. I didn't catch the second part. Let me answer that and maybe I'll come back to you.
Yes.
So on the pricing side, so we as One Linkage, we're affiliated with AWS. We're an AWS partner, so I can speak on their products. I'm sure the other service providers are there or thereabout in terms of the offerings. With AWS, we actually have a free tier. So this is the access point for SMEs, is to look at the free tier options. And with the free tier options, you get, I don't know the numbers on top of my head, but it's a significant amount of storage space, and then also cloud computing, where you can now load applications on the cloud and access it from there. So I would say the first port of call would definitely be to look at the free tier options. And then the pricing gets incrementally increases from there. But I wouldn't be able to give you a specific on that. But the free tier is very applicable to SMEs, and you could do quite a bit of work just off the tier as it is.
And then the other question that Siyabonga was asking about was the issue of the scaling up, which I can definitely relate to, where, for example, you know, I work in media, and the constant need for additional space and storage, it just grows, and then you have to keep upgrading a package and paying more.
Yes. So the scalability is definitely there. I mean, it totally depends on the on the package you're taking and the application you're using it for, right? So you have to look at it from that perspective. So, for example, if you're making this basis of Google Cloud for your storage or photos, for example, that cost is obviously packaged for the end user and scaled incrementally, and the cost does so as well. But when you're looking at business cloud computing, it's very scalable, and as you scale, the cost decreases. I mean, because the service provider does want you to use more of their services. So the scalability is definitely there, and it does come with a reduction of cost the more you use.
Pragasa, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for speaking to us around cloud computing. And those of you that do have SMEs, definitely go and explore and see if this is the right solution that can assist your business.